You're doing it, are you? Oh my God.
I think the place that I started last time was almost like the last picture I drew, and it was the one that was most vivid. And the thing that came to me was the suicide at work, and I drew these like three suicides. One was leaping from a window, and pills on his desk, and hanging. And I thought, you know, that was interesting that that was part of the context of this, and kept wanting, in a sense, to bring it back to, so how is all this going to be affecting what seemed to be a prime mover for the meeting? And I mean, this was the last summary, which you've just done, which is, hasn't been colored yet, but the whole thing towards trust, authentic status, creativity, autonomous, relating, fairness, auto-generation, democratization. And this was my little cynical piece about the reason why it's possible is that nobody thinks it's actually going to change anything. And I think it is changing some things, and that flash mobs, you know, why are people not more afraid of flash mobs? Because at the moment, they just do T-Mobile ads. You know, like, people seem to be wanting to have fun rather than actually do anything about some pretty serious stuff, which we could decide, but we're not deciding. Anyway, that's another whole other question, another meeting, I think. But the moving from regimental models, I like that, to this sort of new way where trust is actually the only authentic human relations strategy, seemed to be a theme that was coming out. And most people don't work in big corporates was quite a good reminder that actually it's a minority of people who do, although I think we spent a lot of time thinking about them today. They're sort of trapped, aren't they? So over here, the best before, this was your first thing. Agile user interface was part of the whole technology. Moving to here, I thought the image of meeting people inside their head was, I couldn't really figure out how to draw it, but there was something there that was quite sort of, you know, spine tingling or something. And then the earlier they're using place to breach workplace boundaries. And I'm not sure how much we actually dealt with that as a head-on thing. But that sort of ethical, physical distance between people. I think we actually, well, anyway, I think we did. I think a lot of the technology was just breaking down the barriers that used to be there.
And we were, because we did discuss that, this issue of place not automatically having to be a physical location. It could be a virtual.
So this was more of Mark here talking about what they can do with these instant movies, real-time distribution, easy to use, one-step broadcasting of everything that you're doing, maps of where you are, instant websites, and how I was surprised to find that IT was so resistant to this. I hadn't really got that. But inertia is turning to dialogue, so that's kind of good news. The whole thing about auto-generated content, free flow, doesn't feel like work, kept coming up a lot. And something that Steve was saying about actually the dark shadows of organizational processes have always been there, but this is exposing them with a new kind of power, and that's going to be really interesting to see how that affects things. The video conferencing, I didn't realize how command and control they were. I thought they were more conversational, but the whole idea of back to front processes, getting people to work not parallel but tangled in order to come up with interesting design processes. This one about, again, it probably came from my paranoid perspective of you are being watched. We can see exactly what you're doing on your technology, and it's invasive, it's invading spaces. And I kept wanting to come back to how come people are committing suicide if it's such fun at the workplace now, that we were saying. This is who is measuring whom. The hours of wisdom no clock can measure. I still don't understand it, but I wrote it down. work is a social system, every word freighted with social meaning. I thought that was quite an interesting place we didn't pursue. It'd be really interesting to come back into looking at being really careful. Now we have such an ability to send our words everywhere. Are we conscious of how powerful a word is and what it can do to people, and how, you know,